Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Murphy at his press conference last week.
I do want to give special mention to Charlie Casserly, who's kind of a little bit of the leader of that advisory council. I think I've mentioned it before. Charlie and I were roommates and go way back. And really have tremendous respect for Charlie.
So giving Charlie a shout-out, who joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, you can find him on the NFL Network, former GM with Washington and Houston. Here on Chuck and Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. This is Charlie Casserly. Charlie, thanks for a couple minutes. How you doing?
Hi, Charlie.
Great, guys.
Charlie, are you
there?
Okay, can't hear me?
Yeah, you sound like you're a million miles
away.
Yeah, you sound.
How's this? Can you hear me
there
now?
There we go.
Charlie, how you doing?
Beautiful.
Okay. Charlie, talk about this. can you kind of tell us what this advisory committee is all about that maybe helped the Packers line the new coach, Matt LaFleur?
Yeah, it's a group of retired general managers and head coaches. And Troy Vincent from the league office heads it up. And we meet three to four times during the fall, and we've been doing this, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. We've been involved with the thing, and make a list of what we feel are qualified candidates for head coaching and general manager positions. The list goes to the teams that have openings, and then, for example, this year there were three teams that I talked to over the phone to give them my opinion on openings that or coaches that were available. So, and we've been doing that like for all the whatever it is 5 years now we've been doing.
So when Mark Murphy gets in touch with you guys, and then you got you personally with your relationship, does he say, "Hey, who should I hire?" And you say, "Hire Matt LaFleur." I mean, did you pick the next coach of the Packers? I'm asking.
No, no. The way it works is I go over any candidate he wants information on, and I give him my one honest opinion on. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously I'm not going to share any of that here today. In other words, it's a sounding board. We talk multiple times during the process, and that's not uncommon with the other teams that I talk to.
You know, this hiring cycle, Charlie, it got a lot of attention because of, again, a lack of minority coaches that were getting jobs. Do you feel like that's on you guys to make sure and you find those guys that are being overlooked, or what can the NFL do to make sure that these minority coaches are getting the same opportunity?
Well, you have a number of different questions there. First of all, the only one who can answer the hiring about minority coaches is the teams, because they do the hiring. All we do is make a list. Now, there is a number of programs used to develop coaches of all nationalities, if you will, and that's probably not the right word, nationality, but you know what I mean. And the NFL has a number of them. I'm involved in two in the NCAA, which are strictly for minority coaches. One is the Champions Forum. I've been doing that for 6 years, which is a program for coaches. The feeling is they're very close to becoming a head coach. So, and there's another one which is more for younger coaches called the NCAA Coaching Academy. So, I'm involved in development, and the NFL has a seminar every year, and I speak on interviewing. And then there was probably a half a dozen coaches, and not strictly minority, that I work with on an individual basis for their interviews for this year. So you have the Rooney Rule, which obviously instructs teams to interview minority candidates, and I think that's certainly been a positive. But every cycle is a little bit different. And the owners have to make a decision on who they're going to hire. We can only make recommendations.
Okay. I mean, what did you see in Matt LaFleur that you liked?
Well, I think Matt is a very bright guy. He's got a good background with different coaches as far as his knowledge. I think that going to Tennessee was tremendous for him. I think that he grew isn't probably the right word, but probably advanced himself coaching-wise dramatically there for this reason. He had come from a system. He knew that system. It's a good system. In Tennessee, by the end of the first game, he'd lost his tight end, which was his best receiver. The quarterback was injured during the course of the year. So he had a lot of adjustments in personnel, and he had to adjust his style. He had to play to the strength of his team, and that was ball control. And ball control was how they were going to win. And, you know, they won 9 games with a lot of injuries on the offensive side of the football. So, you know, that's his credit. So what that showed is the ability to adapt his system and adapt to the players that he has around him. And that's a crucial thing in a coach. A lot of coaches come from a system, and, hey, they come in, they run that system, everything goes great. Well, when it doesn't go great, then it kind of falls apart dramatically. Well, Matt's already been through that phase of falls apart dramatically from what he thought, but he reacted well, and he put the team in a position to win. And clearly, if he had been able to have Mariota for 16 games healthy, they'd have been in the playoffs.
How do you feel as we talk to Charlie Casserly, NFL Network analyst? You can follow him on Twitter at Charlie Casserly. Also, the NFL Network providing live coverage of the Championship Sunday press conferences today until 5:30 Central Time. From your analyst hat, how do you feel that Matt LaFleur will fit now into Green Bay? Obviously, the big, you know, thing that he's got to do is get on the same page with Aaron Rodgers. How do you feel like this fit will look?
Well, I think he had a good plan as to how to do that. We won't share that on the radio here. And I think, I'm sure by now he's already communicated with Aaron. And, you know, they both have the same goal. So as long as they keep that in mind, that we're here to win. We're here to win a championship. And you know, I'm sure that's the only reason Aaron's playing. He loves to play, but I'm sure he wants to win a championship. So if everything is, every decision is built based on that premise, then it's going to go good. When you have a veteran quarterback, you know, there's going to be things he likes, things he doesn't like. And you have to work with him on those things. Got to trust him on those. There's no question that, you know, Aaron is a Hall of Fame quarterback. He makes plays that are off schedule. I think he's the best quarterback in the National Football League. I know Mahomes has got great stats, but he can't read defenses like Aaron Rodgers can yet. So, you know, that's an asset. But, you know, part of it, whatever happens here, is you got to get better around him. You know, right side of the line probably has got to get better. Certainly the defense with a pass rush, the young corners have to come along. So there's a lot of factors here, just not Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, but it is a critical one.
Did you see any dip in Aaron's game this year? I mean, where that he can bounce back and get back to the Aaron that we know of him?
You know, I don't see all the games. I mean, in games I saw, he missed some throws that maybe he didn't miss in the past. But, you know, you're talking about a guy who's a 350 batting average, maybe hitting 320 mm-hmm. sometimes, okay? 320 still wins a lot of batting titles sometimes. So he's the solution, man. He's not the problem.
Talking with Charlie Casserly, NFL Network, did you have, as far as or what you can say, Mike Pettine or even Nathaniel Hackett anywhere on your list when you're looking for new head coaches? And how do you think of those decisions, LaFleur keeping Pettine, and then this Nathaniel Hackett guy who was named the offensive coordinator now officially by the Packers, seems to be a very interesting guy, and I'm curious to see how him and LaFleur work together.
Okay, well, we have some different questions. I can't discuss or talk about any names on the list. I think retaining Mike Pettine was a no-brainer. I think the Packers wanted to do it. Mike's a good football coach. They both are represented by the same agent, so I think certainly, if they didn't know each other, they knew each other fast in the process. As far as Hackett goes, you know, there's a lot of positives there coming out of Jacksonville a year ago on him, and in the past, too. I don't know what happened there. I have no idea how the guy gets fired midseason after being a guy that they liked. But, you know, clearly him and Matt getting along good is important. But I got to believe, Matt, I'm sure, if he didn't have a relationship with him, which is okay before, that during the interview process, they came together on how this thing was going to be done. Because Matt's going to call the plays. So that can be an awkward situation if you're not calling the plays and you're involved in this thing. So, you know, Hackett's just going to have to accept that, and I hope he's accepted it already.
Yeah, I mean, is that tough, though, for these – when you have a head coach who wants to call a play, an offensive coordinator – I think you always look at it and say, boy, is there going to be a power struggle between those two guys? But the head coach always has the final decision, doesn't he?
Yes, and I think that these things have a way of working out. I work with Joe Gibbs with the Washington Redskins. He called the plays, and we had a tremendous staff. I mean, guys like Dan Henning and Jerry Rome and Rod Dowhower. And hey, these guys are great coaches, see? So, and they had egos, too, but it all worked out. I mean, everybody knew Joe was in charge, and Joe was good about collaboration. The thing Matt has to do is collaborate with everybody around him, and I'm sure he's going to do that because that way everyone is part of the solution, and they feel, you know, that what they're doing every day is positive.
Talking with Charlie Casserly again, former GM with Washington and then Houston. I just want to read back to you one of your tweets from the other day at Charlie Casserly on Twitter. You said, saw the report that the NFL is making plans for a work stoppage in 2021. I know people are going to say I'm biased. I don't see the problem for the players. The cap is increasing every year. The franchise tag has ballooned QB salaries out of sight. Should fans, I think basically what you're saying is fans shouldn't be as worried as maybe some of the reports are. So how worried should fans be that their favorite league is going to have a work stoppage in 2 years?
Oh, I'd be worried there's going to be a work stoppage. If both sides are talking about and planning for it, the union has basically said it from day one. No, I think there's going to be some kind of a work stoppage. Now, here's the thing. If it's a work stoppage in the off season, if it involves training camp, that's not good for the game and the players as far as playing. But on the other hand, the fans, they want to know about September, okay? So as long as that first game is going on time, you know, I think the fans, even though they're not going to be excited about all this, are going to be jumping on board at that point in time.
We'll find out. Should be interesting. You guys will be covering it every step of the way at the NFL Network. Charlie, appreciate some time. I try to get you in trouble. You did a good job. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Hey, Charlie.
All right. Thank you very much. Good to see you now, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.